President Bush is expected to make his first public comment today on the South Asian earthquake and tsunami disaster. He will be updated on the relief and recovery effort during a National Security Council meeting at his Texas ranch. The U.S. has already promised $35 million in aid. The economic cost of massive disasters are nearly impossible to measure, but good estimates are essential because governments and charitable organizations need to allocate the resources that can help those who are suffering. NPR's Adam Davidson reports.
Randolph Martin has had two phones going all day long, one on each ear. He's in Washington, D.C., coordinating Asian relief efforts for Mercy Corps. While other charities are taking care of food and medical issues, Mercy Corps is worrying about the diseases that spring up when there's improper hygiene.
The standard thing that we try to assemble locally is called a hygiene kit. Laundry soap and hand soap, and feminine hygiene supplies. It would include water purification tablets, towels, that kind of stuff.
Martin's team has had to buy the soap and towels and a bag to put them in. Each kit costs around $5, and they hope to get them to tens of thousands of people in the next few days. The bill will rise to the hundreds of thousands in a few hours and into the millions within a week or two. Dozens of other charities are spending similar amounts of money. Eventually, most of those costs will come from governments, the U.S., Australia, Canada, Japan, and a handful of others.
The problem is those donors are very slow to move. And, you know, it's great, it's very important resources, but it takes a long time to access it. So in this short term, in the next days, the hours, the days, the weeks immediately following, contributions from individuals are very important to getting us out there and getting us started.
For the next few weeks, money will be spent on immediate needs, burying the dead, healing the sick, feeding survivors. Those costs will surely be in the tens of millions or even higher. Then in a few months, charities and governments will seek to give local people the resources to begin caring for themselves.
There'll be a lot of focus on in these fishing villages on how can we help people get boats again? How can we get nets to them? We might look at even microcredit kinds of things over the somewhat longer term to help people help themselves reestablish their livelihoods.
By spring, many people will be back to earning their own food and shelter. But much of the infrastructure in the affected areas will still be devastated. That's when the big money will come. Billions of dollars will likely be needed to rebuild roads and water treatment plants and ports and entire cities. C. Fred Bergsten is director of the Institute for International Economics. He says that however counterintuitive and distasteful it might be to ponder, catastrophes such as the tsunami most often improve the economy of countries that are affected.
Like any disaster, you get negative effects through destroying existing properties and people's health, but you do get a burst of new economic activity to replace them, and on balance, that generally turns out to be quite positive.
For example, people are put to work rebuilding.
Over time, properties that have been destroyed will be fully replaced, and probably by better and newer substitutes. So at the end of the reconstruction process, the countries will probably be wealthier.
The tsunami is, above all, a horrible human tragedy, Bergsten says. But perhaps there is some shred of comfort in the idea that societies can recover and even become a little stronger. Adam Davidson, NPR News, Washington.